Business Hours, and this is your Monday Minutes. You know, in EMS, pharmacology is a big thing and sometimes a lot bigger than what we'd like to address, and a lot of us tend to use it as an afterthought and kind of just follow protocols and follow guidelines. But sometimes it's important to kind of realize what certain things do, what certain drugs do, and this way it kind of helps you when you're doing patient assessment, what you can expect from a patient if they're on certain drugs and certain reactions to drugs that you might be giving to them. So I just really quickly, since this is a Monday Minute, so it's real quick, I just want to go over real quick the blockers, and mainly the beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, and sodium channel blockers. So if you don't know, beta blockers, those are used to decrease the workload of the heart by blocking sympathetic stimulation of the beta receptors on the SA node and myocardial cells. And what this does is decreases the force of contractions and causes a reduction in the patient's heart rate. And some examples of medications that a patient might be on for this would be something like labetalol, metoprolol, or propranolol. So keep that in mind if you see a patient on those drugs, that you might be seeing a decrease in their contractions force and a reduction in their patient's heart rate if you see them on those types of medications. The next one is calcium channel blockers, and this is something we see patients on as well. And what these types of drugs do is they actually work and they help relax smooth muscles and help provide vasodilation, also reducing the heart rate, but also reducing stroke volume as well of the heart. And some examples of this is you might be very familiar with something like Cardizem or Diltiazem is popular, Verapamil, and something called Nicardipine, which it's not really that popular, but you might actually see that here and there. But again, that's the type of stuff you should look for if you see a patient on Cardizem, is, you know, look for the fact that they might have a reduced stroke volume, something might be causing that, or reduced heart rate. Now, finally, is the sodium channel blockers, not as common being prescribed to patients, I guess, but what these do, they actually impair conduction of sodium ions through sodium channels that go on, and this is used a lot of times to treat cardiac dysrhythmias, and an example of this would be something like lidocaine. So, you know, keep this in mind when you see these types of drugs that might be causing a channel blocker effect, a sodium channel blocker effect, a calcium channel blocker effect, or something that might be calling a beta blocker effect. This way, when you see patients on these medications, you can kind of expect what the vital signs might be. It might be a little different than a normal patient if they're on these types of drugs, and also might affect the type of drugs that you give them as well. It might have a positive or negative effect, and it's important to know these things when we're treating patients, especially when we give them medications and we're treating them more aggressively in the field, to be aware of the types of drugs that they're taking and what they're doing to either their cardiovascular or maybe lung function, things like that. So I hope you can use some of these Monday Minutes. Again, real quick, I'm not going to go really deep into all these types of things, but I want to kind of bring this out and bring to light some of the stuff, and so it's just sort of like a quick little refresher here to keep this stuff in the front of your mind. So I hope you can use, again, you can use some of these Monday Minutes, maybe even in your day-to-day EMS activities, and maybe they're going to help you, hopefully, in your patient care. If you have any minutes of your own, be sure to comment below or send me your thoughts direct to jhoffman@ems-safety.com. Until next Monday, of course, this is Jim Hoffman from EMS Office Hours. And as always, stay safe.